Your reaction to today's 1-1 draw here in Coleraine Divot?
That's disappointing. You know, I thought in the first half we were without ever in control of the game. I thought we were the better side in the first half and deservedly got a goal. Second half, we asked the players, come on, stand up to it. And I have enough experience in the dressing room, on the playing side of it, on the staff side of it, to know that when you come down to Coleraine, especially away from home, on a soggy, tough pitch to play on, that it's going to be about battling. And we didn't battle enough in the second half, so say disappointing to leave with not the 3 points, but say hopefully we can move forward with we'll have a tough run of games, and you know, they continue next week, so hopefully games that we can look forward to again.
The Paul Smith injury was particularly unfortunate early doors, wasn't it?
You never want to lose anybody, but when Paul gives you that out ball at times with the energy, so I thought it was a poor tackle on Paul. Thankfully, speaking to him there after the game, he's sore, but hopefully it's not going to be you know, too long.
It was probably a fair result, but it doesn't help us in the league table today, does it?
Not really, no. So you can be disappointed or you can be positive either way. Say, I know coming down to Coleraine, teams will find it difficult. We've no defined right and to come down here and win games. And people say it's Linfield this, it's Linfield that. I can hear our supporters behind me. I understand all the history and, you know, coming down and winning this here, but you know, we've no defined right just to come down here and win a game of football. Coleraine are a good side. They're again up in the league. Titles and medals and stuff going forward in 2016, 2017 aren't handed out because of our history and our this. We should be doing this and we should be doing that. So, still, I urge the supporters, get behind the players. You know, we need your help. This is when we actually need, you know, the big support that we have to get behind the players. I'm long in the tooth. I've had enough good days and bad days to, you know, to deal with it. Some of the players are new to it. Get behind the players. Get behind the team, and hopefully we can respond with and go forward together.
The two goals were quite similar in some respects. Ours was a real quality, you know, winning the ball by Kurt, great cross, and yep. Great for Andy, you know, to boost his confidence with another goal.
Yeah, no, it was good. It's always good when you know, your strikers are scoring goals, their goal. We didn't do enough to stop the cross. We didn't do enough to stop the lad heading the ball into the net. So, you know, that was disappointing from that point of view. But so you've no time to reflect on it. We've got to go again. We go Monday night and train, and we get ready for a big game again Tuesday against Cliftonville and Saturday against Crusaders.
And we only played Cliftonville last week, so playing them back-to-back's not ideal, but this is a cup we really want to win in, so it's a huge game on Tuesday, isn't it?
It's cups and everything. It's about winning your next game. As you know, you win games and you continue to win games, you end up winning competitions. So Tuesday night, it's a competition game, and hopefully our players are ready for it, and we can turn up, be ready, fresh in two, 3 days away. And be ready to hopefully go on a game of football.
All the very best for Tuesday night, David.
Cheers, Andy.